Okay. As serious as this has been, I think you've misunderstood what's happening here. I usually try to be more subtle than this, but I can see I'm just going to have to say it. I'm not trying to get past you to get to your friend. I'm trying to flirt with you. You look surprised. I've been talking to you for 15 minutes. How bad do you think I am at this? Anyway, I can talk to her whenever I want. You're the one who only comes out on special occasions. I am not settling. If I wanted your little friend, I would have her on her knees before last call. The way you bite your lip when you say something just a little terrible. It makes me wonder just how terrible I could be before you stopped looking at me with those big, round eyes. I think you don't mind if I get a little rough, do you? No? No, you don't mind at all. Does it make you hungry? Does it make you want something awful? I could be awful to you if you wanted. Why aren't you walking away? I could hurt you. I just threatened you and you're looking at me like I'm going to put a communion wafer on your tongue. Do you believe me yet? I don't want your friend. You're swaying in your shoes just from a few nasty words. You're the one I want. Oh, I've thought you were cute for a while. I saw you around with her, but I never thought you were, well, meant for a person like me until last week. Ah, yes, you remember. Yes, I was tired and I slipped up mentioning putting someone over my knee and played it off as a joke. But you stared at me like your hope of heaven. And when I caught your eye, you got so nervous and bit your lip just like that. You couldn't even look at me. It made me wonder if you were made for someone like me after all. Was I wrong? Oh, are you just shaking your head instead of answering me because you can't trust your voice? After that day, I was just insatiably curious. I kept remembering your face, your adorable reaction. Were you curious too? Did you go home and tuck your hand between your thighs and wonder if I was just joking? Did you imagine being in my lap, pants down, ass red? You don't have to imagine, you know. Put your drink down before you spill it. Tell me if you thought about being over my knee. Don't hunch your shoulders and nod. Look up at me. Tell me with your words. Ah, that's better. My, you're in a bad way already. Has it been too long since someone told you what to do? You haven't? You haven't what? No wonder you look at me like that. Oh, my, such a deer in the headlights. No, convincing your ex to spank you doesn't count. For one thing, you would never need to convince me to spank you. I would do whatever I wanted. Ah, no, am I moving too fast? This isn't very fair of me, is it? You aren't thinking straight right now. And frankly, watching you bite your lips and clench your thighs every time I say something awful and suggestive, I'm not thinking very straight either right now. I just want to run right over and take everything you're so desperate to give to me. Talk to me. Tell me the nasty things you hoped I could do to you. You can look at the floor, cover your face if you have to, but you have to tell me. Come on. Start small. What are you going to call me when I'm on top of you? Sir, I like that. Now, cool yourself off a bit. Tell me some things you don't want me doing. Tell me your safe word, or make one up now. Yeah, that's fine. Not my thing either. No, I'm not really into feet. Keep going. What else? No deal breaker so far. Anything else? Well, tell me if you remember something. Now, any edge cases? Things you're not sure you want to do. Things that maybe scare you a little? We can try that. Okay. I will keep that in mind. You look a little less flustered now. Let's go back to some fun stuff. Tell me something you want to do. Come on. Closed mouths don't get fed. You want me to hurt you, you gotta tell me so. Don't give me a blank check, because I will take it. Oh yes, I can pull your hair. And I have plenty of things to restrain you with. That wasn't disapproval. I'd enjoy degrading you more than I can properly express here in the bar. Rough oral in your throat? That's cute. Do you mean brutally use my face to get yourself off? Oh, that's what I thought, sweetheart. Do you like that? Do you want to be called nice names? You don't. Ooh, such a good slut. You don't want to be my sweetheart. You're going to have to say that louder, or come closer. And if you come much closer, I'm going to touch you inside that tight little skirt. Might be best not to, just yet. My toy. You slut. I don't take very good care of my toys. My toys don't get to decide how and when they're played with. Are you sure that's what you want to be? Not my sweet little pet? My baby? Not even my submissive? You see, toys don't get respect. Toys don't make choices. Toys aren't people. That's what you want? You want your body to be a thing I use to entertain myself? Be careful, toy slut, because I won't be. I'm losing interest in protecting your safety, and clearly, you aren't capable of doing it for yourself. Oh, fuck, I am not a good enough person to keep trying to convince you that you don't want me to make you cry. I will, slut toy. I will make a fucking point of it if you keep this up. You're trying to start something. I'm not sure you're prepared to finish. Do you know what you're doing to me? Someone who looks like you, staring at me with those desperate eyes, your voice shaking, desperate to be broken under my fucking heel? You can't, or you would walk away from this bar right now. Okay. Before I completely lose my control, tell your friend you'll call her in a few hours. And if you haven't, to call the cops in the morning. No, correct on all counts. If I was not planning on asking if you wanted to come home with me. I'm pretty sure you've been mine for the taking ever since I told you I was willing to hurt you. But go on, call my bluff. Go home alone tonight. Pull your own hair. Put a leash around your own throat. Oh, you don't want that. I didn't think so. You want to walk into my playroom with your eyes wide open. Go on, go tell her. Try not to stutter too much and meet me at the door.